This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there right now working on the Third Watch, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, check it out, take advantage of the things we have over there. All right, joining us right now from the great state of California, where we're still counting the days and wondering when he's going to move the heck out of there, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we're going to start out, Kyle, with the scramble for Africa, which is continuing right now. The terrorists have pretty much opened up a new front, and they did that a couple of years ago in Africa, as we've got Boko Haram, we've got Al-Shabaab, we've got the Houthis all there in Africa, all with their little piece of the pie. And Mali, which is a country which has been under siege lately by a lot of different terrorist attacks and whatnot, has turned to the Russian Wagner Group. Have you heard of them?
Just a little bit, yes.
They are a big-time higher. It's an army, you hire an army, you get the Wagner Group, and they're all Russian, ex-Russian soldiers. Now, this, they've hired them after France's decision to withdraw from the battle region was mentioned. So now we've got the Russians coming in there to take care of the little country of Mali, and probably some other ones too. You watch and see, they'll get involved there.
Yes, very much so, I think. Yep.
So that's going to change the political landscape again.
It certainly will. And these geopolitical actors like Russia or like China and so forth, I think one of the central questions is, Captain, as they make their moves, is the Biden administration ready for any of that? Are they ready to address any of that in any meaningful way?
Now, normally I wouldn't say a lot about this, but I kind of feel I have to right now. No one thought an abortion law would be more barbaric than New York's was possible. But Joe Biden and his Democratic Party seems to be bent on proving them wrong, because Republicans right now are just as determined to protect life, whereas Democrats are attempting to destroy it by going right up to the moment of birth to be able to abort a child.
You know, Captain, this is such a terrible subject, obviously.
I know it is.
And what we see, of course, is the nature of the Democrat Party elite who are making this happen, And on the one hand, they say they want you all to follow science, and they want you to hear them out and tell and do what they tell you because they trust in science, according to their leaders. But Captain, when it comes to something like this, really, you know, now we've gone from, well, you know, get an abortion early on and it's this or that, but now it's right up to the moment of birth. That's, I don't know what science they're talking about anymore.
I don't either, and I guess they got their own way of interpreting what science is all about. Now, accusations and counter-accusations are flying over the COVID-19 vaccines and their effectiveness. An argument that's not likely to die down now is that President Biden yesterday got a third jab. Did you see that on TV?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, he did.
And he mumbled a bunch of stuff or whatever. I really couldn't understand because he had that stupid mask on. And a related issue that's seldom discussed by the president or anyone else is natural immunity.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that's right. See, we're right back to the whole idea of science. Now, it would seem to me, Captain,
that is science.
Right. Well, it would seem to me that if we were going to do science, we would want to ask these kinds of questions. We'd want to gather data, and we'd want to try to figure out who needs a vaccination and who doesn't need a vaccination, maybe, because they have that natural immunity. How long does it last? What are the models? All these things. In other words, we would be coming up with mission-specific protocols to fight COVID-19. But that's not what the Democrats want you to do. They want you to simply do what they tell you to do on it. And if you ask a question, then you're just not trusting in science or in anti-science. You're a Trump supporter, or they'll call you anything in the book. But it's a reasonable question, and that's the questions that scientists would ask, don't you?
Well, yeah, I do think so. And for what it's worth, for all the people that have had COVID and gotten over it, they build up antibodies, which they've still got in their system for the most part. And by the way, every summary that I've heard here in the last, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 months, is the people that have the antibodies who still got them. Now, in my case, I'm taking a pretty hefty regimen of vitamins and whatnot, you know, to help me keep my antibody level up because I am a universal blood donor. And my antibody level is still very high after my two shots and all that.
Well, see, that's very interesting. That is data. That's exactly the kind of thing we need to know.
Yep.
In order to make good decisions.
Yep. Yep. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more. Kyle Warren, too, the professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. Oh, we got plenty more to talk about here. And by the way, Tuesdays is a Ron Edwards day. You'll catch him in hour number 4. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All right, we are going to do it. Thanks very much, Frank. And oh, by the way, that number comes from terrestrial radio stations, plus the internet and satellite all around the world, as far away as Ghana, as far away as India, on Ghana Radio, that's G-A-A-N-A, and as far away as Germany on Radio Waves. And thank you very much for you folks listening to us there. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by MyPillow, MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell. And he's got a very interesting arrangement with me as an endorser. All you got to do is go to the website, MyPillow.com. If you see something there you like, it's going to ask you for a promo code. And you get the promo code, you get the lower price. All you got to do is use the word Captain. Pretty simple, right? That's me, Captain, on anything you see there that requires a promo code. Now, they also have a Radio Listener Specials page where it's a tab that's right there. It says Radio Listener Specials on it. And you click on that link, and it'll take you to about 24 different items that are just insanely marked down in terms of price. And in terms of that, you will save a lot of money, again, using the promo code CAPTAIN. Now, you can also call them. Some people want to call them on the phone and order rather than the internet, and that's okay. So here's the number you can call with any questions or with your order or whatever. It's 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. One more time, 800-641-5459 for MyPillow, MyPillow.com, the website. Again, promo code on anything you see there that you want is Captain. Phone number 800-641-5459. Give them a call. You'll be glad you did, and take advantage of the Giza sheets and the pillows and everything they got. I'm telling you, it's a good thing. Kyle, how are you working out with your sheets?
Oh, they're great. They're fantastic. The Giza sheets.
Absolutely. Well, that's good. All right, now, we mentioned this earlier, and somebody asked me a question about how would this work with the National Guard being called out to take the place of healthcare workers or police or fire or whatnot. Well, you got to remember, folks, a lot of these National Guardsmen happen to be police or firefighters or doctors or nurses. So certainly they're going to call up specific units to help out that have the MOSs that could be used in a situation if that's what happens. Because the key to it here is, Kyle, New York has reminded people if they quit, they're not going to collect unemployment.
Right.
But if they get fired, they can.
Right.
So the ones that are saying, well, we're going to quit, we're going to walk off, that's not very smart for your immediate future.
Well, exactly. But I think that there's a good question here, too, Captain, is why are so many police and firefighters and hospital workers and nurses and so forth, why are they so defiant on this in the sense of,
well,
or so resolved? Maybe that's a better
one. One of the big reasons is they have natural immunity because they've already had this.
Yep.
That's one of the reasons. And there's no reason for them to have to go get a shot when they've had natural immunity. And they know it, and they've been told it by their doctor.
Right. So once again, if we're, I don't know, Captain, somebody might write a letter or something, because we seem to be foraging into the realm of science again with the idea that you ask good questions and find things out as opposed to simply giving a party line.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, we talked about the vaccine. You've been vaccinated. I've been vaccinated. There's nothing wrong with that in that sense. But again, when it comes to these mandates and or if it really is unnecessary, maybe we should know about that. But again, maybe we're asking too many questions at this point.
Yeah, could be. Now, in Texas, a Texas hospital CEO says the facility there might stop delivering babies altogether over the vaccine mandate.
Right. And so now what's going to happen? Now you're going to have these, you know, curtailments of these kinds of very crucial, obviously, services that will happen. And so how that changes the landscape of how people get not only routine care but emergency care. And anybody who's ever, you know, become a parent, you know that sometimes you've got to race to the hospital way before you think you ever have to race to the hospital to have the baby.
Well, I got to thinking about this. You know what a midwife is, right?
Right.
Maybe it'll bring back the midwives again.
Well, who knows? Very possible. Very possible.
Hmm.
But
okay.
I've made some late night trips. I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah. I hear it. Okay. Now, let me see here. Let me go back over here to the telephone. Okay. Good morning, caller. Is this Mike?
Yes, Captain. I just want to throw in quickly. I had both my shots, and I got COVID after I got both my shots. So the shot is not the end-all to be-all, and I just want people to remember that. Just because you get the shot doesn't mean that you won't get this thing, because you very well can. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. The shot's not a 100% a guarantee.
Well, that's right, yeah, and that's what we call a breakthrough.
What the guarantee is whether or not you've got the immunity to build up the antibodies.
Right, and the very fact that if, God forbid, you get this, you're much less likely to go to the hospital and much less likely by far to succumb to it.
True. Now, I guess this Brian Laundrie had better really start worrying, because Dog the Bounty Hunter's on his case.
Well, that's right. And, yeah, this is obviously attracted the attention and so forth of Dog the Bounty Hunter, and he's, you know, obviously able to also bring to this and continue to shine a spotlight, use his own expertise and so forth, perhaps in a way that that will be very, very helpful to all this, because I don't want to say it in this regard, but we don't want this to die down. Do we? We want everybody out there looking and seeing if they find Brian Laundrie. It's just that simple. This guy has to be brought in.
I think they need to stop looking in the backyard there in Florida. I really believe he's left the state somehow and gone somewhere. May have already made it to Mexico for all I know. May have made it to Canada for all I know. But he's certainly on the move. And,
Certainly, yes.
And I believe he's also changed his appearance.
Yeah, that would be a good assumption. And also, Captain, he would need resources. It's almost unbelievable that somebody could literally evade the FBI, for example, the way that he seems to have been able to accomplish. You know, when you have career criminals and people who would even plan for this kind of thing, that they slip up, they get found. So that's why this is so extraordinary. So one wonders if he's, you know, either spirited away somewhere or in somebody's basement and just not coming out.
Remember, we know that he had the girlfriend's credit cards and that off the one card he got $1,000 cash.
Right.
So we know that. So that's $1,000. Now, if you're hitchhiking, $1,000 is going to take you quite a ways.
Yeah, it very well could.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it'll be interesting to find out if he had help and you know, it's unfortunate, but I think you have to also bring in the idea of what do the parents know? When do they know it? What role have they played in this?
Well, Doug, the bounty hunter yesterday, went to a campground that he got a tip on, which was tied to where the parents used to go.
Yeah. Yeah, and he seemed to think that there was evidence that laundry had been there. We don't know what timetable that would have been.
Yeah, well, he probably was there, but I don't think that he was there, like, recently.
Right.
I find that hard to believe. I mean, this kid, and by the way, he's had the ability to hitchhike long distances before, so this is nothing new to him, but I just believe he's changed his opinion, or his appearance. So that he looks different, probably got rid of the beard, guessing. Probably has tried to grow his hair back, guessing. But changing his appearance is something that he probably would have done.
Right. But, you know, we don't want this to turn out to be another D.B. Cooper sort of a thing where we never find him, or then it's just a myth and rumor years and years and years and years later.
No, and we're getting ready to take a break here pretty quick. But the thing of it is when we come back, folks, we're going to tell you about The View, because remember the girls on The View that got called off the set because they tested positive, supposedly?
Yep.
Wait till we tell everybody how that has broken down and what's going on there, because I think somebody might have set them up, and as a result, Kamala Harris had to cancel her in-person interview with the ladies on The View. She had to do it by some sort of camera somewhere in the middle of her trek. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more on Captain's America Third Watch as we take a break, bottom of the hour, and then we'll be back. Don't forget our Truckers Highway and Bible Report comes up here in about 15 or 20 minutes. And then, of course, Denise Simon will come in, and we'll be talking to her next hour for the first two segments. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go any well.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
U.S. USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Rick Grenell, the former acting director of National Intelligence and ambassador to Germany, said on Newsmax Monday he hopes that when Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Mark Milley and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin testify this week before Congress, they are ready to answer very specific questions about the Biden administration's decision to close the Bagram airfield long before the withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan.
Military leaders are saying, wait a minute, that's not what we briefed. And the political people inside the White House are saying, well, that's exactly what they briefed. And so we need senators and we need people in Washington, D.C. to zero in on this. Who's right? Who's telling the truth and who's lying?
Two people were killed in Philadelphia on Saturday, pushing the city's total number of homicide victims this year past 400, a milestone that has only been surpassed once since 2007. This is USA Radio News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com. Shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mark Walters. And, of course, he has Armed American Radio, the monster cast, Sunday nights at 8 p.m. live on many of these same stations, as well as the Daily Defense Show at 4 p.m. Again, on many of these same stations. Tune it in and see what you think. ArmedAmericanRadio.org is the website. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico, of course, is the second largest auto and truck insurer in the country, and they've been saving people money for more than 75 years. That's how long they've been around. And, of course, I am one of those 22 million drivers they insure, and I've been with them now for going on 18 years. But I can tell you that you can start the way I did. Get a hold of them, either the local agent or go to the website and get yourself a quote on the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. By the way, maybe you've got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. They can insure all that too. But where you really save the money is when you bundle your policy, your homeowner's policy, or your renter's insurance, or your condo insurance. You bundle that all together with your automobile policy, and you will save a bunch of money. It's just that simple. How much? Well, you won't know until you get a hold of Geico. So, the website, Geico, GEICO.com. Geico, GEICO.com. Go there, check them out, save yourself some money, and don't be afraid to tell them the captain sent you.
All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
So, The View had something happen which made me laugh. Of course, the two ladies involved aren't laughing. But the co-hosts Sonny Hostin and Anna Navarro were reportedly victims of a false positive COVID-19 test. Now, Hostin and Navarro were unceremoniously removed from the set on the day that Kamala was going to show up and be on the set, and they were going to have an interview with her. And they are fit to be tied. To say that they're mad is the understatement of the year, but somebody might have been playing with them.
Yeah, I wonder how that might work. I know that they got the false positives, and of course, I think as a result of the vice president coming to the studio, it was slated to be on the program live in studio. I think they were saying that everybody was getting multiple COVID tests.
Yeah, and they weren't even allowed to sit there. They were said, "Okay, ladies, please get up and leave the set. We'll tell you more, whatever." They had to get up and walk right out.
Well, that's right. Now, Sonny Hostin came back onto The View, of course, at the for the next program, beginning of the week here, and said that basically there were some ramifications of this because she said her husband is a surgeon. He had to be pulled out of an ongoing operation at that moment because, again, that starts filtering out, okay, you may have a confirmed exposure. So that happened. They pulled her kid out of school immediately, this kind of thing. So there was some sort of domino effect to all of that, in addition to suddenly having to reroute how you're going to talk to Kamala Harris for an interview. But yeah, this is quite a news-making event, perhaps, maybe one of a kind for The View.
Now, did you see what I posted on my Facebook page about the Border Patrol?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The captain posts all kinds of stuff, folks. You got to keep up with them.
Well, I posted a support for the guys on the horses, and I said, "We got your six, okay?"
Yep.
Now the other thing is, the Blaze put out a story that said the mounted Border Patrol agents are being actively investigated over the debunked narrative that's causing them to face suspension. Now, if Joe Biden is stupid enough to discipline them for something that they did according to a procedure, then I would sue them and own the freaking farm. You know what I mean?
Well, absolutely. Now, of course, what we're witnessing, Captain, is that they're fixating in. This is it's like an op to a great degree. Look, let's spew out this propaganda stuff, and we'll make it sound pretty horrific and bad. We'll capitalize on what we're seeing and reinterpret it, if you will, in order to fit a narrative that the Border Patrol is bad and horses are bad and this kind of stuff. And so that's exactly what they're doing. It's the same kind of thing of let's go after the police and let's, say everything they do is wrong and they're racists and they're all this other stuff. It's just all part of the strategy.
And how we've been talking about how they fudge the numbers when it comes to COVID, the Canadian school health policy counts all six students and staff who decline COVID tests as if they're COVID positive.
Interesting. I guess that's how math works. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Maybe that's how math works. I don't know.
And then did you hear what Jen Psaki had to say about the Republicans?
Oh, very much so, yes.
Yeah, she ripped the Republicans for standing at the border. But guess how many times Joe Boy Biden has been to the border?
Well, zero.
That's right. So yeah. She better be careful what she talks about. And by the way, Shaq, a legend in his own from the NBA, of course, had slammed the celebrities for being out of their freaking mind. And he didn't stop there as he went after the pro ball players.
Well, that's right. And he said he didn't want to be looked at or described as a celebrity anymore. He said, "I'm done with my celebrity status."
Mm-hmm.
He said he wanted people to understand who Shaq was and the things that he does.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was, this is really a major deal, because he is one of the biggest mm-hmm. celebrities. I'm sorry to say, I don't want to use that term if he doesn't want
to. Well, he's tall.
But he's also, he seems like a good-hearted, kind
person.
He
is, he is.
Yeah. And so he's definitely, for him to say what he said is very significant.
Now, the House Democrats' $3.5 trillion spending bill, which looks like it's going to be $5.5 billion, $5.5 billion, $6 billion, is offering free community college to the illegal immigrants, correct?
Yep.
It's offering money, also offering big money for free equity, correct?
Yep.
Bias training, correct?
Yep.
Plant a tree program of some sort around the country, correct?
Yep.
I mean, good Lord, what a bunch of nonsense.
Well, sure, because they're putting everything, but, well, maybe the kitchen sink is in there, too.
Probably.
Yeah. And so, again, the Democrats understand that they have to accelerate whatever it is that their crazy plan is, in the sense that they know 2022 is coming, and so they're trying to get all this done as fast as possible. They thought that they were writing some goodwill because of the Joe Biden brand as he was presented during the campaign.
Mm-hmm.
But they also see now that since that's crumbling,
mm-hmm.
I think they know that they got to move even faster to get these ridiculous bills passed.
Okay, well, Fred in Fort Lauderdale chimed in here, and good morning, Fred. He says, Captain, the boyfriend laundry. Let's remember, Captain, that where his parents live is near the water. How easy would it be for him to hire a boat and head to Mexico? Well, they don't have any boats there in that harbor that are that big that would make it across the Gulf to Mexico. That's number one. You'd have to go to another harbor. He said hitchhiking would be too risky and slow. And he says you're right about the resources. He would probably need cash and or a prepaid debit card. The parents are probably up to their knees in this. Fred from Fort Lauderdale. Well, Fred, you take care down there.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, thank you, Fred. And yeah, I mean, this is such a mystery. The only conclusion, unless something has happened to Brian Laundrie, which we have no information about whatsoever, but he would need somebody to help him do something. And so that somebody knows something. That's mm-hmm. what I think we can infer here.
Did you hear what the rancher said about anybody that goes into the swamp?
What's that?
He said there's no way they could survive. There's too many creatures in there.
Well, yeah, exactly. And they have combed through this whole area. I'm surprised if there was anybody in there, I think they would have found them by this time.
Yeah, and there's alligators in there that go 12, 15 feet long. You don't, you run into one of them, and sorry.
Yes, no kidding.
Sorry.
No kidding. So again, the very fact that they, I'm surprised they haven't turned up, you know, all kinds of mysterious things searching through the swamp.
Well, they don't want everybody in the swamp, so they're not going to tell you what's in there, because if you start telling people you got this, this, and this, they're going to show up to want to see it. But,
yeah.
You know, they right. warn you about all the hazards that are there when you go into a park like that, so it's not like as if he's just going to show up and there they are.
Yeah. Yeah, but again, you know, for someone to go missing like this, it just strains credulity to think that they are simply making this up as they go along. There has to be something else afoot here.
Yeah, and I'm sure we'll find out what that something else is fairly quickly, because I just can't see him being out there and not being discovered somehow. Somebody's going to see him. Somebody knows where he went.
Exactly right, yes.
Yep. All right, hold that thought. I hear the music. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we cruise along here. And let's see here. Let me get Mr. Mark into the mix here.
Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yep, and that's our buddy Mark Walters, and we'll be back with more. Don't go anywhere. The Trucker's Highway and Bible Report coming right up.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
This is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All righty. Thank you very much, Donna. Donna up there in Carrollton, Georgia. We appreciate them very much. And this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot or Flying J nearest you. Don't forget to pull on in there and become a member of the Drivers Club. Get yourself points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, the supplies you buy, and you'll see how fast that'll add up. Okay, here we go with the most requested song of all time here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you.
that is Elena Miles, Black Velvet. We've got to stop it there because you got to get to the weather. Kyle, what's going on out west?
All right, folks, we're still watching for these storms that have already come ashore, of course, throughout the parts of the Pacific Northwest. Looks like we'll get some more significant rainfall coming in throughout Tuesday, also dipping down into Northern California. There will also be some drenching rain that will be in that area. We also have some freeze warnings to tell you about. We've got one of them in southern Oregon. We've also got one that's going to be south of Medford, Oregon, down into a part of Northern California there, north of Redding, though, but of course as you're coming up along Interstate 5 there. And that freeze warning in Oregon is going to be in the Klamath Falls area, also in the Lakeview area if you're coming up, coming down 395 as the case may be. Also, Idaho Falls, we've got a freeze watch going on right now. Wind advisory in Boise. Fire weather warning throughout most of eastern Montana and parts of other parts of Montana, including Bozeman and Butte, dipping down into West Yellowstone as well. Reno, Nevada, in that area with a fire weather warning. That's going to go a little bit south of there as well, and so be careful out there. Also, snowfall in that Pacific Northwest region as well, 5,500 feet or so, but that could change, so keep watch.
Well, we got the possibility of some rain along the Great Lakes, either side of Lake Michigan tonight, coming across over into upstate New York along Lake Erie, Lake Ontario, possibly some thunderstorms across Ohio and Pennsylvania as well today. That's about it in terms of the weather in that respect. However, however, when we take a look at what's out there in the ocean coming our way, we've got Hurricane Sam, who lost a little bit of strength yesterday, but he's going to pick up strength again, and he'll be moving probably away from everything out into the ocean, the Atlantic Ocean, and missing land, thank goodness. But we've got two systems. We've got tropical disturbance number one, which has got a 70% chance over the next 48 hours of becoming a tropical storm. 5 days, 90% chance, same thing. And then not very far behind it, I'd say maybe 5 days behind it, is a storm, tropical disturbance number two, that's moving 5 miles an hour faster than the first one. And it's got 70% chance next 48 hours and 90% over the next 5 days. Now, both of these could be storms, and they're both down on the lower track to come across and stay, looks like, in the Caribbean and come in below Cuba. It looks like both of these have the potential for getting, pardon me, into the Gulf as it stands right now because they're lower than Sam is. And we'll see what happens. And then there's another disturbance, number three, which is a long ways off shore. It's east of Bermuda by several hundred miles. And it's not going to be anything because it's going to move off to the northeast. And if it does become something, it's got a 50-50 chance of doing so. It's going to go towards Europe, it looks like. So there you go. But, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We appreciate him very much. And we appreciate all the different things that we get as well from the pilot and the Flying J, because I've stopped there a number of times. And the best part about it is you get in there, and, below, and if you're a member of the driver's club, you are able to get the points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, the supplies you buy in the store. And you never know, because that adds up, and come Christmas time, you might be able to get yourself a whole bunch of free stuff. Or if you're a regular, you get yourself a substantial amount of points, which is kind of like transferring over into dollars, and then you get discounts on the food in the restaurant and the supplies, too. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
So the Marines decided to arrest the guy that blew the whistle that couldn't stand it anymore, the lieutenant colonel, and they got him locked up in the brig, right?
Yes, I'm glad you picked up on that.
Well, I was aware of that, but I wasn't going to throw it out there to begin with. I just couldn't get it in my thing. I don't know what the purpose is of that. I do know that they're probably going to hold him off to a side and say, look at what he did, conduct unbecoming or something, right?
It looks like they're going to go for a court-martial. This is a guy that, you know, was resigning.
Right.
So it's like the military wants the last say.
Yeah, so, and they want to punish him. They want to hold him responsible and probably put him in jail in Leavenworth or wherever.
It's really outrageous.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that one. I don't quite understand it because he was concerned about the safety of his men and women in his unit. His was the unit that had had the 13 Marines in it, and it's just I get it, I understand it, but not being able to say something and trying to say something in a normal channel and they ignore you, well, this is what happens.
Well, you know, he had already resigned.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, why are the Marines doing this? I mean, it's really kind of outrageous. But
it's called protocol because this is what they would normally do. But I think the circumstances were such here that they could have just let him resign, and that would have been the end of it.
Well, I mean, this guy's had, you know, 5 deployments. He's got many awards, including the Bronze Star. And, you know, he was simply, you know, calling out what had happened with the chaotic withdrawal of Afghanistan. And here we are. Now he's in the brig.
17 years, and he won't even get any retirement for that because he didn't get his 20.
He knew that.
Yeah. So. All right. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch, Denise Simon 2 on the other side of the news. And don't forget, keep your eyes on the tropics. We're not done with hurricane season yet. We got some stuff coming down the slot off the coast of Africa. You want to keep your eyes on it. It's at least a week away, maybe a little bit longer than that. But you need to make sure that you're ready to go for whatever's coming this direction. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.